Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Las Vegas, famous, fabulous playground of the West. A wide open town that never goes to sleep.
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
You're either in or you're out, right now.
My best mates are going to Las Vegas this weekend. I'm told it's incredible.
Las Vegas, here we go!
Pack your bags and get ready for a different kind of Vegas experience with someone who knows Vegas inside and out. You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
Welcome to Vegas. I'm Stephen Maggi. It's Punk Rock Festival time this weekend, and on this week's show, you'll meet one of the truly great early groups from the world of punk rock, X-Blank-X. I think you'll love this fun and very quirky interview with lead singer John Martin and bass player Craig Bell. Then later, you'll meet Paul Casey, whose Las Vegas Car Star Show is an annual favorite. This week's Vegas Art Minute with Brett Maley talks about why Vegas is an important art capital. And your Vegas insider, Scott Robin of VitalVegas.com, talks about all the excitement of a Chick-fil-A coming to the Strip. You know Las Vegas is famous for punk rock. It's one of the great stops in the world of punk rock. And we got the Punk Rock Festival coming up. In town is a great act, one of the great acts in the whole world of punk rock, X-Blank-X. They've been around from Cleveland, and they're actually coming west. And with us is the singer, founder, John Morton, and Craig Bell, who the bass player, new to the band from back from those early days. First of all, great thing. Guys, this is the first time you've been away, right? I mean, you don't come out to the West Coast.
Dead air.
Oh, we got dead air.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, it's the first time in the West Coast. We've done the tour of the South and New England and things like that. But, you know, getting to California, it's further away than the other places. I know that because geography in the fifth grade. So it's. But I just wanted to say I have an overall game plan, and I'm going to take the money from the first two gigs, and I'm going to parlay that into a fortune in Las Vegas so that we're, like, getting first-class hotels. And, you know, that's my plan anyway.
Well,
I
think it's a great idea.
Speaking as the road manager now,
yeah.
I think we're going to have a meeting on this before possibly in Albuquerque or something like that. So we shall see how that develops.
Yeah, a lot of people have tried to pull that off. He knows, by the way, John, I appreciate the fact that you realize dead air is what we people in the world of radio just love. We love dead air. So thank you for that. It is kind of what X-Blank-X is all about, right? I mean, you've been pushing it, just the very name of the group. You've been pushing that since towards the back in the 20th century.
Yeah, whatever that was. I've become, instead of being a physical, violent bully, I'm now an intellectual bully. It's much easier.
Yeah, safer, too. You get in less trouble that way.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. Well, the tour is called the Pussy Riot Live on WFMU Tour. And You know, how tough is it? I mean, first of all, I got to say, you went back to like the 70s days. You ever think you'd be doing this stuff in 2018?
Yes. Oh, you know, I honestly did not myself think, because I was back in the day when I was playing with Rocket from the Tombs and Mirrors and all that, and I had no idea that I would even be dealing with the 21st century. I mean, I'd be 48 years old then. I had no idea. And then when I got there and I looked around and I said, well, this is just sort of like, you know, 1978 was in a lot of ways. So I guess this is kind of cool. And now just, I mean, the opportunity to be able to do these things, I'm very grateful for that. And I'm glad that there's folks that are excited to want to come out and see us.
We took a 36-year hiatus, that's all. Between, you know, for myself, you know, as an artist and a musician, I've just always been doing work. And this is X-Blank X presented itself again. So it's been great. We, you know, early on, like in the first tour, which was, you know, we just did it as a sort of to see if we could do it as a backup for X Sticky Fingers X from X-Ro Records. And Craig says, we're a real band and we can actually do new material just based on this name. And it's like, I'm good with that. So it's great. We have, you know, we do some old stuff, covers of our old material, and we do Out of Focus, which is, you know, from my youth. And it was like when I heard it when Hendrix came out, Hendrix did not like Blue Cheer, but, you know, so I had to be on his side, but I could actually play it, you know, when I was 14. So it's like I can still play it. It's great, but it's a song that speaks to my roots and our roots. So we got that. We're writing some new material. Actually, I came out early so that Craig and I could work on stuff. You know, so it's an ongoing enterprise. It's not, you know.
Well, and I think it's necessary. What you guys are bringing is really great music back, and music that, I don't know, I used to play this stuff on the radio back in my teenage days. I got to tell you, it's just wonderful to see this stuff come back, because there's a whole generation of people who haven't really heard it. This is good stuff, and I think this type of music doesn't go away. I mean, are you finding that a lot of people that weren't around at the first go-round of the group are kind of charged as well?
Yeah, that's something that has been obvious in the audience, that we have a lot of younger fans, a lot of guys and gals from their 20s and that are in their 20s and 30s now, who really know a lot about the band. They know a lot about our history and things like that, and that is kind of been the backbone of a lot of our shows.
I find that a lot of the musicians we play with, you know, it's just we're peers. You know, even though there might be a 30 or 40 year age difference, we're all on the same page, which feels great.
Well, yeah, and you know, I was reading some stuff about you, John. You said like just when you started to sing and that kind of thing, it was just a matter of forcing yourself to go to the other, you know, to go further in it. And is this kind of a continuation of that, where it's just kind of forcing yourself, hey, let's go out and do this. I know I can still do it. I know this is still good stuff. Well, let's see what we can do with it.
I never considered things like that. It's just like, what do we do now? I was talking, you know, when we recorded Ghosts, mm-hmm. You know, which is a free jazz piece by Albert Cleveland, written by Cleveland Albert Tyler. Yeah. You know, it's like a free jazz piece for a somewhat, I guess, call you punk or no-wave band. You know, it doesn't really fit the cadre. You know, and it was like I could not think 2 years ahead of time. Like, geez, you know, yeah. let's record Ghosts. It's just it was a number of things that brought it together, and then it was a great idea, and now it's, you know, it's become. I wouldn't say part of our repertoire, you know, even though it is, it's just part of what we do now. You know, it's like we're a punk, no wave band that also plays free jazz, you know, which, you know, there is quite a relationship between punk music and free jazz. You know, it's angry. It's, you know, there's a lot of, it's noisy. A lot of people like, you know, at punk, you know, a lot of people will cover their ears, and they certainly do that when they hear free jazz. A lot of times, so
yeah,
it's all working for me.
Well, I mean, is that part of it, you guys? You know, because what punk is, you know, like jazz, it's one of those things where it's kind of an acquired thing, you know, where you start picking up the nuances and so forth, and you start really understanding it. You know, it's not meant to be mass produced in the trillions of albums and that kind of thing.
It's funny when you talk about jazz, because I know that, and I'm sorry that I'm stepping on John like this, but we have a lag between the two of us. That's why I've gone down to the basement and he's upstairs. So I apologize for that. But I was going to say that you bring jazz into this and the jazz punk aspect, which I think we really are on that plane now with X Blank X at this time. But, you know, when we were starting out and I was in Mirrors and John was in Electric Eels, to me, the idea of playing jazz was so far beyond what I thought that I ever, A, could do, or B, would want to do. It was something that I really never thought about that much. But over the years, I have seen that, like you say, that how punk is kind of an acquired taste, and so is jazz, and it sort of almost made sense at the time when John came to me and said he wanted to do the Ghost song. And by that time, I've been playing in the band long enough with John to realize that, you know, this is almost like a natural progression of where the music was going. So it's been really a great journey, and I'm excited to continue it.
You'll hear more from John Martin and Craig Bell of X Blank X in a moment. You are listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi, coast to coast on the Biz Talk Radio Network.
The action is hot, the atmosphere cool, and the parking is free. The Orleans Hotel and Casino, over 1,800 rooms, 70 lanes of bowling, an 18-screen movie theater, 8,000 seat arena, fabulous dining, virtual reality, a giant race and sports book, and the biggest stars are in the Orleans showroom. The Orleans Hotel and Casino, 2 blocks west of the Strip, minutes from the airport, with rooms starting at $45. This is how you Vegas. The Orleans Hotel and Casino. Visit OrleansCasino.com.
Do you know anyone suffering from pain? Get pain-relieving thermoskin braces and TEND therapy at little to no cost with private and Medicare insurance. Qualify in minutes with free, convenient home delivery. Call 800-256-1143 right now. 800-256-1143. Use reference code NCR9715. Qualify in minutes with free, convenient home delivery. Call 800-256-1143 right now. Use reference code NCR9715.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble. I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to receive your free, no-obligation brochure from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
Find out more, call toll-free, 800-928-7007. That's 800-928-7007. Call 800-928-7007 today.
Biz Talk Radio.
Now, let's return to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
You're listening to John Martin and Craig Bell of the punk rock supergroup X Blank X. Yeah, it is.
Hey, pretty John, I'm done now.
I always had free jazz in my mind when I would solo. I mean, you know, I was just aware of it. You know, sort of what I aspired to be as a guitar player included free jazz in my thinking. And you know, it's the same thing. I listened to Sun Ra so much. That, you know, the stuff that used to be like cacophony, you know, I'd listen to it, and now it sounds like Brahms to me. You got to work at it. But, you know, like all of these things, you know, including some visual art, you know, is all in my brain pan in this brain pan. And so, you know, I include all that in all my artwork and music. It's not segmented into folders. Like I said, doing free jazz, we're going to do an Ives type thing. Yeah, it's all free game. It's all open season.
Yeah, and that's what music really should be, right? I mean, it is to be.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you get out there, and that's why I think people are going to be coming out to the dive bar in Vegas. We want to find stuff like that in this type of art. I mean, you were doing this stuff back, in the 70s, and it's breaking ground. And this is the same stuff, you know, decades later. It's not the same music. That's the whole point. But it's breaking ground. I mean, I remember they used to say that the sound out of Cleveland was even before the Sex Pistols and things like that. So
it was.
It's kind of.
I mean, you know, if you look at the dates. You know, the Eels were like 72 to 75, and I don't know what Rockets and, you know.
Yeah.
But, that, you know, the Pistols came out in 78, even though they'd been around a couple of years. But, you know, the on the timeline, we were, you know, pre-75, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I got to say is that, you know, I think punk was in the ether, in the collective unconscious. It wasn't like all those guys from England said, oh, you hear the stuff from Cleveland, mate. How was that for English accent?
Not bad.
Yeah. And the attitudes and the ideas were floating around in the ether, and you know, you'd hear other bands and you discuss things. So, you know, I'm glad it all happened. But.
And we were all playing off the same kind of influences. We were all playing off the Velvet Underground, the English Invasion, the underground or garage rock, whatever you want to call it, that was coming out of California in the 60s and out of the Midwest. So all of us were listening to that. The English kids were listening to that, too. They were a little bit behind us on it, but they had a little bit of us mixed in there, too, and then it came back on us, and here we are.
Yeah, and that was kind of a developing art form at the time, because you probably got a lot of pushback, right? I mean, that wasn't the place you went to make trillions of dollars, right, with a golden hit.
No, but the one thing I felt at that time, and I think I've been proven right, is that we had what we were doing had longevity. What we were doing was something that was going to grow and expand And it has, and it still is, and I think that's part of what we're doing is expanding upon that general idea. And hopefully the money will come, especially if John's plan works out in Las Vegas.
In Vegas, yeah, $1 trillion. We're not leaving until I hit that.
Oh, God.
Well, where are you going to head out there? Are you going to head out to the Strip, or are you going to try to do it in downtown? You'll be in downtown playing, but where you have a place yet picked out?
I just want to see the Eiffel Tower. I thought it was in France, though.
Oh, you're not going to just see that. You get to see the Statue of Liberty. You go down, you see a pyramid. Oh, that's great. All in a matter of 15 minutes.
That is one of the things I am excited to see because, I've heard about, like I said, I've not been to Las Vegas, and just as the tourist in me is excited about that.
You'll have a blast. You'll love it. And
I'm looking forward to it. We have some good friends, and we have some good friends in Las Vegas too. Melanie and Rich Coffee. I'm looking forward to seeing them and all our other friends out there.
Well, I just watched on Turner Classic Movies. I just watched the original Ocean's 11.
Ah.
I feel like wow.
You guys pull that one off. That'd be pretty good. Yeah. Well, and it's a great place for art, And they've had They had guys like when Elvis came up, he started this whole idea of a residency. Who knows? Maybe, in another 10 years, you'll be down doing a residency somewhere, playing a couple of months, and really be able to draw people from all over the world and to have them fly.
I think that is an absolutely fantastic idea, and I've thought that myself because you notice in, who was it? Was it the Moody Blues or somebody that's coming in and doing a string of shows in Vegas?
Yeah.
For a while. But is that okay to say Vegas? Because I know they don't like you to say Frisco in San Francisco.
No, Vegas, we like that. We
Vegas is okay?
Yeah.
All right, good, thanks. I don't wish to offend, at least until we get there.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the hockey team doesn't even have the loss. They're called the Vegas Golden Knights. So, yeah, they're perfectly fine with that. No worries.
I don't want to go off into the weeds about hockey, but what the heck is going on there? That's amazing. That's amazing, the run that they're on.
How do they keep the ice from melting?
It's been unbelievable. The place is cold, let me tell you. It's a great venue, but I've been there a few times. It is cold, so that's how they keep it. Because it's like, you're coming down, it's going to be in the 90s, so.
That's why I'm getting the van fixed to make sure the air conditioning works well.
Yeah, exactly. It sounds like Hunter Thompson's coming to Las Vegas. You guys, we got to watch out what's happening here.
Well,
you never know.
I'm not ruling anything out.
Well, you got the anthem, the Cleveland sucks. Maybe we'll get a Vegas sucks, too, out of there. Because it's only a compliment, I understand. We can't wait to see you. If people want to buy your latest album or want to know where you're going to be, because it's not the only place on the tour, where do we go? How do we find out?
x-x.co.uk has the tour information. And we got a Facebook page, and where Craig's, what's your URL, Craig?
CraigWBell.com. Also has tour information and also has some links to records and stuff like that, recordings that you can purchase.
Outstanding. We will do that. We will follow you. Hopefully you'll be back, do that residency. We'll have a great time again. That would be fantastic.
Steve, that would be great. Thank you so much for having us.
Time now to congratulate the Vegas Golden Knights for making the Stanley Cup Finals. It starts this coming week. What an incredible, incredible experience this season has been. And we've talked to people from the organization. They're just a great group, and what an incredible turnaround. Steve Karp, the reporter from the Review Journal, and I had this conversation a year ago. We were just hoping that maybe they could win 20 games, 25 games, have a great start, and maybe in 5 years make the playoffs. Instead, in the first year, they actually make the Stanley Cup Finals, and they go on ahead now this coming week. It's just a wonderful thing. And, I'll tell you one thing that kind of stands out on me, and it's just typical of this team. Do you know that the Vegas Golden Knights don't have a captain? Every team in the NHL has one, but the Knights don't. They wear a C, and they're considered the team leader, but the Knights believe that everybody's accountable and everybody contributes. Nobody's special, and that's why nobody has the C on their jersey. But if there was one, it would have to go to the goaltender, Marc-Andre Fleury, having an incredible resurgence, one of the best goaltenders of all time in his 30s now, putting together one of the best playoff runs ever seen in the history of the game. So congratulations, guys. What a great way to start the world of professional sports in the city of Las Vegas. When we return, Paul Casey, the man behind the Las Vegas Car Star Show. You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Steve and Maggi on the Biz Talk Radio Network.
Take your time, hold some steel, a whole lot of sweat, a set of wheels.
Shop Lowe's Memorial Day Savings for great deals to update your home inside and out. Refresh your walls or renew your deck with $10 to $40 off select paint, primer, and stains. And if you've been craving new appliances, get up to 40% off appliance special values on some of the best brands in the business. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Paint offer valid through 5/30 and via rebate. Appliance offer valid through 6/6. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuities. These strategies in simple to understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
Time now to switch from music to cars. In Las Vegas, you're fortunate enough to meet people that are multi-talented, and we have somebody today. He's an entertainer, a tribute artist, a producer, and creator of something that I want to talk to him about called Las Vegas Car Stars. His name is Paul Casey. Paul, great to have you on. Your company, Paul Casey Productions, does something called Las Vegas Car Stars. What exactly is that?
Well, Las Vegas Car Stars, and thank you very much, Steve, and hello everybody out there in Radio Land. It's really a pleasure to be on your show. Paul Casey Entertainment is actually the company that produces the Las Vegas Car Stars. I started this off about 10 years ago, and it came to fruition 9 years ago. My daughter, she was born. Her name is Jobina Elizabeth, first child for my wife and I. And she was born into the world, no problems. And then 3 months into her life, she had began to have seizures. And it was just a nightmare for us. She would stop breathing. We'd have to rush to the hospital. And I learned a lot about children with special needs. Many times I was in the hospital, I saw children pass away. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to redirect my focus. And I'm going to focus on doing things for the community. Because people will remember things you give them, but they will eventually forget that. They remember more about how you make them feel. And my wife calls that perfect moments. And that's what I strive for. So with my connections and working in Hollywood and in Las Vegas and being entertainment and in front of the mic and then behind the stage as well, I realized I could probably bring together individuals to support and bring awareness to these families. And in Las Vegas, we have over 30,000 people with special needs. So Jobina, to this day, we were told she would not live to be three. She's now 9 and a half. It's very troubling, but you know what? She is a beautiful little girl. She inspires me. So she's my inspiration.
That's great.
And I have now a 2-year-old, and he's my hope. So together, these two have inspired me to do things. I've worked with people like David Hasselhoff, the entire cast of Knight Rider. My daughter's godfather is John Schneider. He and Marie Osmond and Joe Lakes created the Children's Miracle Network. And because of them, they gave me some assistance on how to address Jobina's medical condition. And she's now part of the National Institute of Health in Bethesda, Maryland. Mm-hmm. She has an undiagnosed neurological disorder resulting daily seizures. She's legally blind. She's hypotonic, which means she's never been out of a wheelchair, and she's really nonverbal. But she does communicate. And because of that, I brought together all these people. We've had over 470-some people in the last 9 years of doing this event. It takes place down on Fremont Street. I have a great partnership with the Fremont Street Experience. The support of Mayor Carolyn Goodman and her husband, Oscar, have done wonders to help me and inspire me. And then closely working with the Las Vegas Convention Authority and somebody I really admire, Rossi Rollin-Cotter, who's been with the Convention Authority for 40 years. These people have worked tirelessly to behind the scenes to make sure that Las Vegas Car Stars can be an event that reaches globally.
Well, you know, Fremont Street Experience is a great place for this. And this is a place where you can see these incredible cars. I know you were talking about Knight Rider. I guess that includes Kit, right?
And yes, absolutely. We've had in our first year, actually, we had the original 80s Kit, which was a Pontiac Trans Am. And then we also had the 2009 movie with Justin Bruning, Mustang. So we brought those together. We had the cars out there, the attack cars, the Super Pursuit. It was amazing. We had the largest number of Knight Rider cars gathering, almost something over 40 vehicles were here. It was brilliant. And then we incorporated other vehicles with John. It was the Dukes of Hazzard. We've had Starsky and Hutch with Paul Michael Glazer and Antonio Fargas. We've had Star Trek with their vehicles. There are some vehicles that were used for promotion. Mm-hmm. We've had James Bond. My son's godfather is George Lazenby on Her Majesty's Secret Service. So we really bring in lots and lots of celebrities and different kinds of cars. More recently, we had the Ectomobile, which is an incredible car. I love that car from Ghostbusters. And today is Ghostbusters Day. To all the fans out there, happy Ghostbusters Day. And, you have them. I worked with Dan Aykroyd for many years. I had the Bluesmobile with him at his events. And he's been, again, these people all support what we do here. We bring the celebrity status of a vehicle, which I think of them as actors on four wheels, and then we reunite them with their star, whoever it was, Michael Knight, Bo Duke, Starsky, James Bond. You get them together, and the people here in Las Vegas, they go crazy. We have close to 150,000, 200,000 people watches the parade. When we had back in 2015, the 30th anniversary of Back to the Future, I had the entire cast there with Bob Gale, the producer, the screenwriter. We had Christopher Lloyd, Leah Thompson, Claudia Wells, the entire cast from 1 and 2 and 3, Michael Clastoren, Michael Chaffee, who designed Knight Rider's kit and also did work on the Back to the Future. They were all there, and they led a parade. We have 30 motorcycle officers from the finest police department in the world, the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police, to escort them from the Las Vegas sign all the way downtown. And then we do a big party down there with a kickoff. And it's incredible. I can't say enough. There's not enough time. But honestly, Stephen, it's not a car show. And it's not just simply an event that takes place. It's a happening.
Yeah.
We get people coming from all over the world. When's the last time you've seen somebody fly in from a foreign country to attend, other than a fight or a major sporting event, come to Las Vegas for? We have people from Europe, Canada, South America. We have people bring their cars from France and Italy. People drive their cars from across the country just to participate in this once a year event that brings awareness to Las Vegas, showcases the humanitarian side of Las Vegas, and helps bring awareness to the families that suffer so much. If you do the statistics, you'll find out that most people with families that have special needs, they don't stay together. It's a high, divorce rate.
It's difficult.
And it's financially overwhelming.
Wow.
And
that's what you're doing, right? You're raising proceeds for the Children's Miracle Network, which is important. But I think more important even than that is you're giving people hope, because you're right. I mean, I know a lot of people where, it's obviously something you don't prepare for, and then something happens like that. Like you say, you need support, and it's great that the community can come together. And I think when we talk about Vegas, Paul, we're talking about the world, because they're all coming in and trying to do that because people can appreciate the difficulties and the importance of what you're doing.
Well, they come to Las Vegas because they know they're going to have a great time. They're going to experience the Vegas theme of amazing entertainment, restaurants, shopping. I mean, it's across the board. We've become a global destination. 14% of our tourism comes from international. And, I mean, what does that tell you? We have, over 400 flights a day coming into Las Vegas from anywhere in the world. So people come here, and then when they see a famous car going down the strip, like the 1966 Batmobile or the 89 Batmobile or a Bat Cycle or, the Ghostbusters or, they go crazy. You just go to our website. You'll see these photos, folks. And the best part about it is they're bringing attention to a group of individuals that can't speak for themselves. And we're talking about children. My God, most people don't even recognize the fact that life is so fragile. It's a fleeting moment in what we deal with. And then you say, wow. And it seems like most people don't really think about that until something tragic happens. That's why I say, folks, when you listen to Stephen and you listen to a station like this, and you hear from individuals like me, embrace the moment. Make it perfect. Today is a great day for you. Enjoy today. Share it with others. Take those photos and remind yourself that you have today, because things do happen. They happen every day. There's we see it in the news. We hear it on the radio. We see it on the television. It's now is a chance to make a difference in other people's life, and make, more importantly, make a difference in your own life. God, you know, you'll really feel, wow, think positive. You know, embrace the moment. It's really important.
I think that's great advice. And as people can tell by hearing you, Paul, you've embraced life. You really have. Talk a little about all the things you do, because I'm fascinated by it. I mean, I know you do an Elvis thing, right?
And stuff. Yeah, tell me. You know, it's funny. I started off when I was 16 years old. I was, you know, Elvis Presley was, I once saw him when I was about 12 or 14. I can't remember. Mom took me to see him. And all I remember is my mother's, all these women my mother's age screaming at this guy in this white suit, throwing things out to them, and they were losing their minds. I'm thinking, Mom, what about rock and roll? What is this? You know, who's Elvis? And she'd go, well, Elvis has been, you know, he's been around since I was a little girl. I said, really? And I go, oh, and then found out about Elvis. And I mean, what an amazing contribution to the world. I mean, the guy was extremely talented. He was way before anybody else, and his influence is still here today, 40 years later. People still remember Elvis Presley, his impact on music. He opened up the doors. He took a lot of things, and he exposed people to an incredible sound that had never been replicated. And to this day, a lot of people try to do that. So I got approached. I went on and did some voiceovers, and I got picked up, and I worked with the Elvis Estate and Greg McDonald, Ricky Nelson, and Waylon Jennings, and Willie Nelson, and all the oldie but goodie acts, and toured and played for the Academy. And I thought this was great.
You'll hear more from Paul Casey, the man behind the Las Vegas Car Stars Show, in just a moment. You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi on the BizTalk Radio Network.
Come on, everybody, and snap your fingers now.
The action is hot, the atmosphere cool, and the parking is free. The Orleans Hotel and Casino, over 1,800 rooms, 70 lanes of bowling, an 18-screen movie theater, 8,000-seat arena, fabulous dining, virtual reality, a giant race and sports book, and the biggest stars are in the Orleans showroom. The Orleans Hotel and Casino, two blocks west of the Strip, minutes from the airport, with rooms starting at $45. This is how you Vegas. The Orleans Hotel and Casino. Visit OrleansCasino.com.
When you go to Las Vegas, you have to know what you're going to go see, and there's no better place on the web to go than VitalVegas.com. You hear Scott Robin, our Vegas insider, every week. What are people going to find when they go to your site, Scott?
Everything you need to know about Las Vegas, from shows and restaurants and a lot of inside dirt that you won't hear anywhere else.
And a lot of photos, too, and a lot of snark, right?
That is the case. Yes.
You can't miss it. VitalVegas.com.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
You're listening to Paul Casey, whose Las Vegas Car Stars show is an annual fun festival in town.
And so then I got picked up, and I was working in Las Vegas in a show. I was twice entertainer in the 90s. And then I said, you know what, there's got to be more to life. I really want to do something more important. So I started writing songs for commercials and whatnot, and I wrote a song for the city. We use it every year, and it's been used by the Convention Authority, and it's called Only Las Vegas. Very exciting song. We perform it with the big dance production you would expect in Vegas at our events always. That led to me doing TV and movies and such, and then I said I want something more than just for me. I want to do something that lasts. It's sort of like, you know, impulse, like, oh, I want to, that's exciting. But I pushed myself, and while I was doing the music, I went through school. This is important to listen to, folks. I got 4 college degrees. I graduated from high school, went to community college, went to the university, got my bachelor's, went to law school, got a associate arts, and then I got a JD. So I have 4 college degrees. My last one is a doctorate in law. But I thought, I want to do more than that. I worked in some firms. I said, well, that was interesting, but I want to do something with entertainment. So I continued my endeavors here in Las Vegas. Been with the Convention Authority 18 years. And a love for musicians, I created in 2014 Abbey Road Crossing, which is down on Fremont Street. It's, you can be fab 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 holidays in Las Vegas, we call it. We actually replicated the Abbey Road Crossing, but we did it Vegas style. We painted it with a ladder effect, crosswalk. We painted in between the stripes in the colors of the Sgt. Pepper album cover. We've done tributes there. We do a thing called Meet the Beatles, which is all Volkswagens there down on Fremont Street. Cool. And the band plays music. We've been doing that now for the last 3 years. This year we're celebrating the 50th anniversary of Sgt. Pepper. In 2015, I produced Ringo Starr Day in Las Vegas. Worked with his entourage, his management. He's a wonderful man. One of the nicest guys I have ever met in entertainment. He truly is a superstar. He was very gracious. Came to the Las Vegas sign. We had him place his hands in cement. Those handprints are down on Fremont Street at the Abbey Road Crossing. The mayor gave him the key of the city. It was wonderful. And then finally, last year, the mayor said, why don't you go ahead and do our official City of Las Vegas Halloween parade? So I did that, and I call it Sin City Halloween, and we do that in October. And so I got my hands on involved in a lot of things that are community-oriented, that benefit the community, that brings the arts and culture to Las Vegas. Most people don't think we have that, but we have an incredible downtown, if you go to the Fremont East District with Mike Nolan, you'll see all the artwork on the buildings. You can go over to the Smith Center, which was created by Oscar Goodman. You can go to the Mob Museum. There's, again, our history. Vegas is an amazing place, and I'm so grateful and humble that I can share that with you, and I thank you for letting me even tell people about, because these are things that I like to do.
Well, Paul, this is really exciting. I think we got to do a couple things. Number one, we got to get you back on before October so we can talk as we get close to Halloween. And also, Paul, let's tell people where they can find out more, because you're into a million different things, and especially this Las Vegas Car Stars.
Well, first of all, if you want to hear me speak, you got to go to the station. That's important, number one. So listen to the station. You never know who you'll find on it. Probably exciting people that with great stories. For me, you can go to Las Vegas. LasVegasCarStars.com, LasVegasCarStars.com. You can go to AbbeyRoadLV.com, just as it's spelled, AbbeyRoadLV.com. That's the Beatles site. And SinCityHalloween.com is our Halloween event in October. And I think the next big event we're going to do is August 50th anniversary of Sgt. Pepper down on Fremont Street. We're going to do it. We do it roughly around the 20th. That's when the Beatles played here in 1964. They did two shows at the convention center. So we try to always do it then. And then October, the last week in October, we do our Sin City Halloween. And then always the week after Mother's Day, never want to go against moms, we do Las Vegas Car Stars. And again, all these events are open. They're free. They're important for you to support, because we bring awareness to the community as a whole. And I'm thanking you, Steve, and your listeners for taking time out of your busy schedule to even listen to what I have to say.
Paul, great pleasure having you. We're going to do all that. Give money, too, to the Children's Miracle Network. It's all worthwhile. Thanks so much for being with us, Paul. Appreciate it.
Adios, and thank you so much, sir. God bless.
Now, let's talk art with our resident expert, Brett Maley of Art Encounter. He's also a regularly featured expert on TV's super hit Pawn Stars. Why art is an important thing in Las Vegas? Some people feel as though you got to go to New York or Paris, but as you say, there's a lot of reasons why Las Vegas is important when it comes to the world of art.
Las Vegas, I'd put right up there with the major metropolitan cities of, you know, Los Angeles and New York in terms of the culture that's here and the cultured people that are here. Las Vegas is a real melting pot. There's people that move here from all over the country, all over the world. People have second homes here. As an appraiser, as we were talking about, Steve, I'm blessed because I am, you know, I get hit with everything from old Renaissance masters to contemporary pop art to everything in between. And, you know, that's the nice thing about, you know, being here in Vegas. And I think now the city, you're starting to see, you know, that seep in through, you know, the galleries and some of the cultural, you know, the shows and things you're seeing at the Smith Center. And we're starting to become known as more of a cultural metropolitan destination, and I'm all for it.
Time now for another visit with your Vegas insider, Scott Robin of VitalVegas.com. Chick-fil-A to the Strip. You said this is one of the most read things in all your blog, and you talk about everything.
It is one of the most popular things that I have done, maybe in the history of my blog and Twitter account. So the rumor is, and this is from a reliable source, that there's going to be a Chick-fil-A on the Strip. A lot of your listeners will say, I don't care. I have 10 Chick-fil-A's in my town. Well, Las Vegas does not have 10 Chick-fil-A's. It has two, maybe three, but this is huge. So Chick-fil-A, best chicken sandwich on earth. I have no affiliation with them, but that's an objective opinion. The rumor is that this store will be mid-strip. The big controversy and the big thing that made this go especially viral is the rumor is they will be open on Sundays, which is sort of, it's not unprecedented, but it is very rare that a Chick-fil-A would be open on Sundays. I think that's a requirement of their partner in this and where it's going to be hosted. It's in a very prominent place on the Strip. A normal Chick-fil-A, they are the most profitable franchise of any fast food restaurant. They make about $4.4 million a year. This one, I've heard, could make as much as $15 million a year at this individual store, which is almost triple the typical amount. And that's because it's going to be a great location. And I think they're going to make national, maybe international news when they when people find out they're going to be open on Sundays. This has not been announced. This is just purely a good source on my part. But Chick-fil-A is fun. When they first came to Vegas, I sent my drone up. I was so excited because I would go to other cities, and I fell in love with the place. And I'm just glad they're in Vegas. But I think on the Strip is going to, that, as the kids say, it's going to be a game changer.
Thanks for listening today. Next week, you'll meet a rising star, Marley Taylor, formerly with the group Zoe Bowie. This is Stephen Manchi. Have a great weekend, and remember, Vegas never sleeps. Beaver!
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.